I am here in studio with La Santa Cecilia from Los Angeles. Bienvenidos a Tucson.
Hola, good afternoon, everyone. Gracias.
So we'll go ahead and get started and hear a song, and we'll go ahead and take it away with La Santa Cecilia here at KXCI.
Eva pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla. Cuando llegue la patrona, que no se vuelva a quejar, no sea cosa que la acuse de ilegal. José atiende los jardines, parecen de Disneyland. Maneja una troca vieja sin la licencia. No importa si fue taxista allá en su tierra natal. Eso no cuenta para el tío Sam. Suelto por esas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida, lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar. Marta llegó de niña y sueña con estudiar, pero se le hace difícil sin los papeles. Se quedan con los laureles los que nacieron acá, pero ella nunca deja de luchar. Suelto por esas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida, lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Se queda ya, eso pasa por salir a trabajar. Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda ya, eso pasa por salir a trabajar.
La Santa Cecilia with the song El Hielo. Excellent. Thank you so much. That's beautiful, soulful. God, I love that song so much.
Thank you.
It's more than just a song. It's obviously got a message to it as well. Before you talk about that, introduce who is here in the studio so our folks listening know who is here with you all.
Well, we've got Pepe Carlos on requinto and accordion. We've got also Miguel also on percussion. We have Alex Bendaña on bass, and our guest musicians for this tour and many to come are Marco Sandoval on the guitar and Walter Valdez on the drums, and I'm Marisol, the singer, also the Llorona of La Santa Cecilia.
And also on jarana.
Anjaran, ándale.
Yeah, ándale. Okay, excellent. So just a taste of what you'll hear tonight at the show at the Rialto, 8 p.m. is showtime. So el hielo, which in English means ice, so yellow ice, but also immigration, customs, enforcement. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. You guys have had a busy couple of years. Congratulations on your success. Latin Grammy nomination, on stage with all kinds of folks, South by Southwest. You guys were singing with Elvis Costello. And so you've maintained a very busy schedule last couple of years, but also taking on some social justice issues. Tell us a little bit about El Hielo, which the video, I believe, promoted yesterday.
Yes.
Excellent story. Thank you for sharing that. So tell us what about the video, about the project, Not One More Deportation project that you'll be supporting in the next couple of days.
Of course. Well, we wrote this song called El Hielo Ice. And for this next new release that we'll have, on April 30th, which is called 30 Días. And we wanted to share the story of people that we love, of people that we're inspired by, and also by this sad, sad thing that occurs with immigration and deportations and the separation of a lot of families. We chose to write about people that, actual people that we love and that we know.
Mm-hmm.
In the song, we have characters like Eva, who is a domestic worker, and she's my mom. We also have people like Marta, who's a student at Cal State LA, and who's a dreamer, who has really inspired us because she doesn't give up, and also just to tell a story to give a more human aspect or opinion of what immigrants are all about, and that we're not just these numbers of as they call some certain people call illegals. You know, I don't think any person that comes to work or study or better their life is should be called illegal or should be deported. And I think that we think that that there should be an immigration reform now, and that they should stop all deportations.
All right, excellent. And I know that you are heading out to Washington, D.C. for a big rally, and I think you're flying out tonight after the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, right after the show tonight at the Rialto Theater, we're going to take a red eye out to Washington and to be part of that big rally at the Capitol lawn.
Right. And also, thank you for coming to Tucson. Thank you for coming to Arizona, because obviously this is a big issue that affects us here. Our politics here are a little bit touchy as well. And although the conversation continues, the deportations also continue. So we do appreciate you getting that word out and supporting that cause. I want to talk a little bit about the music, and we'll get into one more song, because I'm also from Los Angeles. I was telling you earlier, I'm from La Puente,
yeah.
So also same area as where La Santa Cecilia is from. My parents are also immigrants. They're both from Mexico. But growing up in L.A., the wide variety of influences because of the incredible diversity that you have because of immigrants.
Right.
Right? It's all tied together. So I know I was heavily influenced by a lot of bands, and I think you were also heavily influenced. I love your cover of Tainted Love, Soft Cell.
Uh-huh.
I think Soft Cell necessarily didn't write it, but certainly made it famous. I played that on the show Friday night. You also cover U2. You cover Los Panchos. You know, I grew up listening to Los Panchos on Sundays. My dad played all those songs on Sundays. So talk a little bit about the influences and maybe your process of writing songs.
Yeah, well, the band started about 5 years ago, and we've all played in different kinds of, worked as musicians in salsa bands and jazz trios and rock bands and boleros and in trios singing boleros. All of us, I think, share the love for Latin American music, for Mexican traditional music, but also our love for American music, American pop culture of rock and roll and blues and new wave and whatever, right? I mean, we're a band from LA. A lot of us either were born in LA or were brought to the States very young, and definitely Los Angeles has a big influence on our music. Maybe that's why we can't decide exactly what style we play, but we love playing from, you know, a rocking blues with like Afro rhythms to to like a klezmer bossa nova, yeah, you know, and just mix it around. But mostly we love to celebrate that diversity that we find in Los Angeles and that you can find in many places in the country, all over the world even, you know?
That's right. All right. So let's go ahead and hear one more song. And I don't know if it's going to be a ranchera, a son, bolero, but we're going to do...
I think we'll do a... The guys will humor me with a son jarocho. This is one of my favorite songs. It's called La Morena, and it's for all the dark-skinned girls like me, like my mama, like any of you listening.
We're you're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI. Take it away, La Santa Cecilia. Excellent. Thank you so much. That was another track by La Santa Cecilia. I've got a couple more minutes, so I'm going to take advantage and ask you a very important question. I hope it's not too personal. I saw some pictures today on Facebook, and I saw that you were at Oasis Snow Cones Raspados. So I want to know what flavors you all got.
We had fresas con crema.
Oh, that's great.
We had chamoy.
Strawberry, banana, and coconut.
Just strawberry, mango, and sandia.
That's a good one. That's
pineapple and coconut.
And water.
He missed it. No, it was delicious.
Oasis, that's in my hood. Actually, my parents live in Barrio Hollywood, where one of our great raspado vendors are.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Delicious.
Delicious. What have you enjoyed? I think you guys just had a short visit here in Tucson.
But we went to St. Mary's and had burritos de chile colorado. Oh, they were so good.
So good. The Mexican food a little bit different here than in Los Angeles, right? But it's a nice style.
Yeah, la Sonora, ¿no?
Sonoran style,
sí.
That's right. It represent el norte, as Ernesto Portillo, our good friend, says. Tell us a little bit about who you've performed with. Like I mentioned, I saw you on stage with Elvis Costello, and you've performed at South by Southwest. And maybe who you're looking forward to or hope to maybe connect with, either work with as far as production, or hope to work with actually putting some music together.
Yeah, well, actually, we'd love to share the news that we're on our upcoming release of 30 Días on April 30th. We actually have a great surprise because we actually got to record a song with Elvis Costello after I had the big honor to have met him and to have shared the stage
with him. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we kept the relationship, and we were working on the album. We hit him up and to join in on one of our songs, and he actually even wrote on it. The song's called "Losing Game," and we were so honored to be able to record with Elvis Costello and have his amazing voice and lyrics on one of our songs was a true honor. And I guess it shows that, yeah, we as much as we love traditional Mexican music or Latin American music, but man, we love music of like pop and rock and new wave. Like, I mean, Elvis is a big deal for us.
Absolutely a big deal. Thank you so much. Muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros.
Gracias.
Looking for the
Thank
show
you for
tonight.
Having us. Nos vemos tonight, Tucson.